Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Mubashir Akhtar of Brooklyn, New York. I am your host today, setting in for Imam Alfred Mohammed, who is the host of Religion Mean Aligned. He had asked me, could I do him another favor and set in for him today because he's on a mission. He's preparing for a big day tomorrow at Wathadee Culture Center, leading up to a father and son big day tomorrow, a big breakfast, and he's on his way to pick up one of the Honored Elijah Muhammad granddaughters, who will be one of the guest speakers at the show tomorrow, Sister Salima Muhammad Ali. And before I get into my talk, I've always liked to begin with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. I open and bear witness and testify to the whole world that there is nothing worthy of worship but God and God alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, born 1,435 years ago, he is the last of the prophet. He's the seal of the prophet, and he's one of the great messengers that Almighty God sent to humanity. And I'd like to greet the listening audience of Assalamu Alaikum. This has been a busy day for me today, a great day, because in the Hall of New York, we were celebrating Juneteenth. We had a parade, and I was always try to participate in the parade that Imam Pasha of Harlem, Masjid Malcolm Shabazz of 116th Street, he's the host of that event, and I was up there today, and it was a wonderful, wonderful day. A lot of people out. A lot of young people out, and they're beginning to be introduced in a serious manner the struggle of the African American descendants of slaves. They are beginning to learn more about their ancestors that whose shoulders they are standing upon. Many of them weren't even thought about being born during that time. Like many of us, we weren't even thought about being born during that time. But God has blessed many of us to come up in a situation in America in a religion that was taken away from us. And that's the reason why I appreciate Imam Alpha Muhammad coming up with this program, Religion Mean Aligned, because this is what the whole world has stood upon, is religion. Imam Muhammad, the son of Elijah and Clara Muhammad, became the leader of a people that changed the religion that their ancestors was believing in. People was taught after they put us in slavery here in America and took us through that slavery process of dehumanizing us or trying to dehumanize us. And that's a word that Imam Martin, he was supposed to be on with me today. Today we actually was supposed to interview Imam Alpha Muhammad. I don't have access to the switchboard, so you'll have to listen to me for the next hour and a half, and I hope that I would be able to help Imam Alpha show and be worthy to live stand in this place, because he's a powerful Imam, a learned Imam, an Imam that I found to love his people, and he's a strong follower and supporter of the Honored Elijah Muhammad and his son Imam Wathadee Muhammad, because he see this like any good righteous Muslim man and woman that came through the Nation of Islam and into the leadership of Imam Muhammad. We see this as one. So I hope and pray that I'm able to help many people see and understand the transition that we took and the position that we take right now. Those of us who hold on to the leadership of Imam Muhammad, and we yearn to see this religion out of the eyes of Imam Wathadee Muhammad. So, you know, Imam Martin, he was talking to me, and because we have a show too called A Message of Concern that come on every Wednesday from 6:30 to 8:30, but he was telling me as he was looking up there, he lived in Rhode Island, he was explaining to me some of the commercials and things that he was seeing on TV, and some of the things that were happening right in the community that he was living in. And how he see the people is just losing all of their humanity. They just lost all of their humanity. I mean, the human beings now is doing things that was unheard of when we was coming up as young men and women in the society. So he said, Brother Mumashia, you know, I see them. You know, they're dehumanizing the people. A dehumanization. I think that's the word that he was using. He said, I'm watching this here. And he said, I'm seeing how they're gradually breaking down the moral fabric of the human being and of the American society. I said, and I have to agree with him. So religion means a lie. Why religion has to mean a lie? Why do we have to have a religion that is alive in us? Because there's only two ways, brothers and sisters. That's right and wrong. You're either on the side of God or you're either on the side of the devil. It's not no in-between. You're either right or wrong, just like it's only hot or cold, right? It's only hot or cold, love and hate. It's two, a pair. So and this idea that Imam Afik came up with, keeping what the Imam said, religion means alive. And we hope that we will be able to share with you some understanding of the religion called Al-Islam that was taught by Imam Muhammad for 33 years, because this is the religion that went into myself, but Imam Alfred, but Imam Mateen, and many, many great Muslim men and women that are standing on the front line today trying to keep this religion alive as taught by Imam Wahid Muhammad, because we know that the way Imam Muhammad taught the religion called Al-Islam, it brought us, I greet you once again, and assalamu alaikum. And I'd like to share something with you that Imam Muhammad said to us when he was bringing this great, great religion back into our hearts, our soul, our spirit, and most of all, our intellect, our conscious intellect. You know, when we look at what happened to our ancestors during slavery, one of the way that they put us into slavery, they cut us off generation after generation, many generations. They cut off the children of those people that was brought from the continent of Africa and put into slavery. They did it by denying us to have a connection with our tradition, with our language, with our culture, but most of all, they disconnected us from our God. When we say our God, is this not the God of us only as a people? It is the God that created all human life, the creator, the one that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. He created the plant life, the marinary life, the material life, and the human life, and the mineral life. That's the God. So we as human beings, the highest of God's creation, we was cut out from the family of Adam, who was the first father. Adam is the father of all human beings, and we were cut out. We were cut out of that family that we belongs to rightfully by God's permission. But we was cut out as a people. We was cut out more than any other people that belong in the family of Adam. We was cut out from what most of the people that belong to the family of Adam, they had a rights and freedom left intact with them that we were denied by slavery, by the slavery process. I hope I'm making myself clear. If I'm not, just keep listening. God gonna bless me to make this real clear. So when we look at this history of ours, coming, and we are the children of Africa. And I got a book here in front of me where Imam Muhammad, when he came to New York at Jacob's Gallery, that's a big, big summit here that was new then. Imam broke it in, I might say. And Imam came out, and his speech was an African-American genocide. An African-American genocide. And many times the Imam said, we knew a new calendar. We need a calendar. We need our own calendar. And we need a new genesis. And Imam Muhammad began to bring us forward. He began to bring us forward into a new genesis, a new life. I'm not going to focus on new. It's the life that was taken away from us, and it's new to us because we didn't know the life, because it had been taken away from us for generations of our lifetime being here in the United States of America. So Imam Muhammad said this to us. He says, have no fear. Have no fear. He said, let's be that select group that God asked for out of the Ummah, out of the international Ummah. Now, what is the international Ummah? You who might not be familiar with the word Ummah, it's the same thing as a big community. Some of them call it a nation, but it's a community of people that believe in a certain ideology, a religious ideology. And that Ummah was the leader of that was Muhammad the Prophet, Ibn Abdullah. It's Muhammad Ibn Abdullah that was born in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. They called it Saudi Arabia. That was Mecca, the land of the Arabs at that time, they called it. He was born from among people, the Arabs that was in slavery over there in that part of the world. They were not in physical slavery as much as like we was in physical slavery. They was into slavery by being ignorant. They were in an ignorant and immoral slavery that had came upon them because they had strayed away. They had strayed away from the religion that was established over in that area, and the religion that was established over in that area was the religion of Islam that was taught by our father Abraham, because he's the one that God blessed to build the first house of worship, dear beloved people. Abraham built the first house of worship on the earth. And Imam Muhammad said it wasn't the first house of worship that made the difference in the house. He said because there were many houses that people called their houses of worship. He said what made Abraham, the house Abraham built that was so different, is was that that was the first house that was built for the worship of the one God. The one God. The one God talking about the creator. The one that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. That's what that house was built for his worship and his worship alone. That's made the difference in the houses being built on the earth that call themselves religious houses. And the international Ummah, because that house has Muslims, they have human beings, white, black, brown, red, yellow, from all nationalities, from all ethnicities, from all around the world. They have joined on to this religion that was built to worship that God that created the sun, the moon, and the star, and his proper name in our holy book is Allah. So we are international people. We are all over the world. That's about 1.5 billion people that call themselves Muslim and steady growing that belongs to that international Ummah that Muhammad the Prophet is the leader of. So Imam Muhammad, in bringing this religion back to us after we had lost it, we are the descendants of those people that were shut out and made ignorant bound through the time and bound through generation. We were made totally ignorant and left out of having the knowledge of this religion that was established by Muhammad the Prophet that brought the world back into a moral, strong moral position, a strong position using their rational and logical intelligence after it was lost many years after the great prophets that came before him kept it intact. So we are thankful to Almighty God that we have lived in our lifetime to be a witness that we have been returned back to the religion of our mothers and our fathers, that they call that old time religion. It never, and this religion is never old, because it's always a religion that calls for progression. It's progression. It's always moving forward towards the future. It's never old. So, but we thank Almighty God for Imam W.D. Muhammad, the son of Elijah and Karim Muhammad, that has so much love for his people and such an interest and how we was being treated or how we were being treated or have been treated through what they call slavery. And his heart was hurting, like Muhammad the Prophet's heart was hurting for his people. Muhammad the Prophet seen condition of his people, and it bothered his soul, his spirit, his mind so bad that he used to leave his home and the community and go up in the mountain and contemplate and question and ask God what was it that he could do. How, what kind of help could he be? And ask God for his help so that he could help his people, so he could help his people and help anybody that was living in his surrounding area. Help them too, because Mecca was in a bad situation at that time. And we're living in that time like now in the United States. United States, brothers and sisters, is in a bad moral situation. It have felt behind. I mean, that when I was coming up, we didn't see the immoral things that was coming on the TV. Like, only thing that you see is murdering and sex. Like, you know, my team always reminded, they're dehumanizing the brother, people, brother Mobashir. We got to do something about it. We have to try to help. We got to try to help our people. We got to help the leadership of the imam. We got to help the Christian, the Jews, the Muslim, anybody, any human being that have love for God and wants to have God's way and wants to do what God say do. We got to try to help that those people with that kind of mind, because some people mind are just set to do wrong. They actually tell you they're the children of the devil, and some of them say it with pride. They devil worshipers. We ain't no devil worshipers. We worship the Creator. That's what we wish. We wish the one that created this good world for us to make progress in as human beings, not as devils. So Imam Muhammad, this is what he said to us. And he said this to the whole religious world, the Muslim world especially. And he said that he said to us, his community, he said, have no fear. He said, let's be that select group. Let's be that select group that God asked for out of the Ummah, out of the international Ummah. And Imam Muhammad, I hope there's scholars in our community that call themselves scholars, and then those foreign Muslims that come here and come among us in our community and come into our community and into our masjids to come and help and let us share with them what we have got from the Mujaddid, which is Imam Babadima. They want to come here and be our daddies and tell us what to do and try to teach this religion to us. But listen what Imam Muhammad said. Imam Muhammad says, have no fear. Let's be that select group. He's talking to us, brothers and sisters. Those of us that came into the religion after the death of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, those of us that follow the Imam into the Sunnah path of Muhammad the Prophet and become a part of that community of Muhammad the Prophet, the one that he led in his lifetime. Imam Muhammad said, have no fear, let's be that select group that come out of that, because that's what God said, let there be a group come out of the group. And we believe that we are that group, out of the group, who follow the leadership of Imam Muhammad. We are that select group, out of that group, of the whole international Ummah of Muhammad the Prophet. And this is what Imam Muhammad had to say about that. He said, have no fear, let's be that select group that God asked for out of the Ummah, out of the international Ummah. Imam said, and we are ready. Y'all hear that? And we are ready to compete with any other select group. Now, this is what they do with our community. We got imams. We have them bringing in people to try to influence our group that they have the best way in understanding the religion of Islam, and that they are the select group. They'll go and get somebody like Minister Farrakhan to come and speak to our group. Minister Farrakhan was not selected to be the leader of our group. Not only Minister Farrakhan was not selected to be the leader of our group, when no other imam in America was selected to be the leader of our group that followed that came out of the Nation of Islam, following the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, many of us know this here, and this is what I can't understand. How can people who was in the Nation of Islam say they follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, they're going to try to select somebody else as being the leader over the group, that special group that God raised up to do what? To call the people back to the worship of the one true God. That's the select group that Imam Muhammad is the leader of, because he is the one that called all of us, led all of us back to the worship of the one true God. Because in the nation of Islam, Farrakhan, he was the national spokesman for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Malcolm X was the national spokesman for Farrakhan, for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I mean, Allah forgive the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm, and all of those honorable, noble men and women that fought in the call. Forgive them of their sin and grant them the paradise. Because at that time, under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we was given the religion the wrong way by a foreigner that came from India, Pakistan. His name was Farad Muhammad, and we called him Master Farad Muhammad. This religion that civilized the world before this world was even thought of, before this part of the world was even thought of, the religion of El-Islam, the religion of El-Islam taught by Muhammad the Prophet. That's the religion of Muhammad the Prophet. So he taught the religion of El-Islam. How do we know this? Because God told him in the end of his mission, he said, I have perfected Muhammad, and I give to you this day as your religion, the religion of El-Islam, the religion of El-Islam. So Muhammad the Prophet, he is the one that worked to bring back the purity of the religion that our father Abraham taught. How do I know that too? Because God says to us in our holy book, if anyone chooses a religion other than the religion of their father Abraham, seeks to make a fool of themselves. Y'all hear me? So Muhammad the Prophet, when they questioned him and asked him, who did he follow? He said, I followed the Melech. I followed the way of Abraham. And Abraham is the one that built the house, that first house, for the worship of the one true God, the God that created the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man, and the white man. One God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator. So the Imam said, we're ready to compete with any select group. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you come from. The Imam said, if the Egyptian, y'all hear me? He said, if the Egyptian, the Indians or Pakistanis or Arabs or anybody, if they want to compete to be this select group, this formal group working for the pattern society God gave us, then let's compete and let us be as in a race towards all that is good. And God will reward the whole Ummah through our separate, y'all hear that? Our separate excellence of efforts of excellence. So we want y'all to know, the Imam didn't tell us to go let nobody lead us. He didn't say, join on. He said, no, we welcome you. We're ready to compete with you. We ain't ready. We don't want you to come in to try to lead us. No, we're going to compete with you as a group coming out of the Ummah of Muhammad the Prophet. And we believe that God's going to be have blessed us to be that select group that all of you, the Muslim world, going to have to take a look at and actually pattern themselves after this group that was shed out and put down. Shed out and put down in the well, like our brother Joseph was put down in the well in Egypt. We were put down in the well in America. But God said he would be the one to raise the bottom rail to the top. Look at what, and look how we are standing in America today. Those that follow the leadership of Imam Wafidi Muhammad, the Mujahid, and see ain't we on top. So this is what Imam is saying to the so-called scholars that have set themselves up as Imams of knowledge in our community that is catering foreigners, trying to impress the foreigners with how much Arabic they know and inviting them to come in and take over our community. That's what many of them is doing. And you would never do that because We have people that are standing up to keep this religion alive, the religion that God gave Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, and all the prophets that is in the brotherhood of the prophethood. Yes, this is the religion that God gave them, the religion of Islam, but he perfected that religion time in the lifetime of Muhammad the prophet and Imam Wahfuddin Muhammad, the inheritor of that religion. Wahfuddin, he inherited that correct religion, the religion that freed the Arab from ignorance, slavery of immorality, and slavery of ignorance and immorality more than anything else, mistreating their women. Really mistreating their women. It was this religion that went into Europe and then enlightened the savage mind of the European man in Europe at that time, the paganistic mind of the European man. This is the religion that Imam Muhammad said, let us compete in. And this is the religion that Imam Alpha Muhammad offered you when he say religion mean a lie. Because that is the religion that brought the human soul, the human mind, the human spirit life again after it has been lost for many, many years. And here in America, this is the religion that was taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called Islam at that time. Islam. It had not been perfected here in America. We were calling it Islam. But Imam Wahfuddin Muhammad, blessed by God with insight of scripture, and when he began to read the Quran, and God blessed him and opened up his heart because it was pure and clean, and purified his mind because it was pure and clean, purified his spirit because he had the right spirit, because he said, we need a new Genesis, and we have to get this here through the religion that we say we belong to. And that is the religion that is called Islam. And Imam Muhammad, he went into the scripture and he even pulled a coat to the so-called leaders of over there in the East, in Mecca itself. Imam said, there's nothing in the Quran where God said he's going to give the world Islam. He said, the word is El Islam, the Islam over all other Islam that you got in your mind. That is the religion of Abraham that you lost. You lost that religion a long time ago. So Muhammad the prophet, he came and he purified the religion again that our father Abraham left for us to follow. And so have we been led to that religion through the leadership of Imam Wahfuddin Muhammad. The religion that Abraham taught, the religion that Muhammad the prophet taught, is called Al-Islam, the religion that God has perfected for all human beings. Because that is the religion that God said he gives to all human beings. He said, El Islam, he prescribed that religion for all human beings, no matter what color you are. Why did he do that? Because all human beings is born Muslim. You're born Muslim. Deen al-Fitra, this religion is built upon the pattern of your nature that you were created in. There's nothing in the scripture where God said he's going to create a black man, a white man, a brown man, a red man, a yellow man. He said, I'm going to create a human being. And it's the human being, the human nature that God created. And every human being is built upon the pattern of the religion called El Islam. So Imam Muhammad, he is the one that God raised up in America. And God says to us in our holy book, Surah 5, chapter 5. That's chapter 5. El Ma'ira. And verse 15, I'm going to read from verse 15 to 17. Listen what God says to Muhammad the prophet to tell us. Say, O people of the book, there have come to you our messenger. This is what God is saying. This is what God is saying. God is saying this here. He said, O people of the book, there have come to you our messenger, revealing to you much that you used to hide in the book, and passing over much that is now unnecessary. There have come to you from Allah a new light in a perspicuous book. Verse 16, well, with Allah guided all who seek his good pleasure to ways of peace and safety, and leadeth them out of darkness by his will unto the light, guided them to a path that is straight. Now, this is what the African American, black man and woman, you need to hear these words from God in the last book of Revelation that was sent down to Muhammad the prophet 1,435 years ago. Because God has sent us one from among ourselves. God has sent us a messenger too, revealing to us that which was hid in the book from us. God have done this for us. God have been merciful to us, like he have been merciful to other people that was in similar condition that we were in before this country was ever even thought of. And before we was even thought as a people called them, that was called Negroes and colored and black. God says this here. And blasphemy, and deed of those that say that Allah is Christ, the Son of Mary. Say, who then have the least power against Allah? If his will was to destroy Christ, the Son of Mary, his mother and all, everyone that is on the earth. For to Allah belongeth the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and all that is between. He createth what he pleases. For Allah have power over all things. Now listen, we was brought here out of Africa, and our God, the knowledge of God, was taken away from us, stripped away from us totally. And we were given a God in the image looking like the people that enslaved our mothers and our fathers, and they call him Jesus Christ, and the identity is that of a Jew. And God had this was in the Quran. This was in the Quran. Of 1,400 years before, of 1,000 years before this country was even in existence. It was in the Quran. It was in the Quran before they came to Africa and put us into slavery. This was in the Quran. They had the Quran. They had the Quran in the Bible. They gave us the Bible. And in their book called the Bible, they gave us a God that looked like them. They said God was a white man. They said that God had blonde hair and blue eyes, and he's a Jew. That's what the Bible, that's the book they gave us. But what about the book that go against that kind of thinking? That kind of idea, because that's the book that liberated the European world, the Caucasian white man world, and brought them out of darkness and to the light. And this is the book that brought the earth out of darkness into the light. And this is the book that God blessed to come to Imam Wahfidi Muhammad, the Mujahid, to bring us out of the darkness into the light. As religious people, believing in the religion that God say is for all people. And what is that religion? The religion of Al-Islam. That's why religion means a lie. Imam Alpha know this here. That's why he named the show Religion Means a Lie. Because this is the religion that gave life to us when we was dead among the rest of the family of Adam. They kept us in darkness. But now, brothers and sisters, we have seen a great light. It is the Quran. The light of the Quran as taught by Imam Wahfidi Muhammad. Quran that Muhammad the prophet taught the people of Arabia called the dark ages, the age of Jahiliyyah, the ignorant ages. So how dare you so-called people that from the nation of Islam, you going to come up now and bring somebody else over that community to underline Muhammad and Sister Clara Muhammad, and those honorable men and women that stuck with them and worked with them, called the FOI and the MGT. They turned their back on a religion that made them worship a human being as God, even though many of them were misled. But the light came, the light came, as the light shineth from the east, even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Man mean mine. And Imam Muhammad was blessed to come with the mind that was needed for us to come out of the darkness into the light in the religion that our father Abraham established called Al-Islam. And they corrupted that religion before it got to Mecca. But the religion was revived through Muhammad the prophet, the same religion that was given to Abraham, who established the house, the wish, the one true God, who say that that religion is the religion for all people. And it was God that took us through the religion of Islam and the nation of Islam, as we were called, black Muslim. And it was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, a third grade man. He had no more than a third grade education. But look what he did with that religion. And look what his wife did. She opened up a school called the University of Islam. And in that school, our children were taught to be respectable, upright, decent citizens of America. We were the best example of Christians and Jews and Muslims in the nation of Islam. Matter of fact, most of us were not Jews and Christians in the nation of Islam anyhow. But we was the best Jew and the best Christian. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because of the dominant religion that we was in before we became Muslim with Judaism and Christianity. It wasn't until Imam W.D. Muhammad came, born for the mission, and God bless him to come into the pure truth of the Quran, the pure truth of the religion that our father Abraham taught, and Moses and Jesus, and Noah, and all the prophets of God taught. So we have been blessed, brothers and sisters, as a group of people that came up out of the white man's religion, because that's what Christianity was. To us at that time, it was the white man religion. Because I remember coming up in the South, Durham, North Carolina, where my mama had pictures of a white man hanging on our wall. And then that time in the Bible, you can find many Bibles at the time that still had pictures in the Bible. All the prophets was white. All the saints was white. And the only thing in that book that was black was the devil. Was the devil. And they identified us as being that figure in the Bible because it was black. So they said black folks is the devil. But it was a man that came out of the east to the nation Islam people. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad heard him. And he chose the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to be his representative. During the time of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad leadership, that he made Malcolm X a national spokesman. Malcolm X. Malcolm X was a national spokesman for 10 years. No more than 10 years. And he separated himself, or the enemy helped him separate himself, from the nation Islam. And he started his own movement. But Malcolm was not chosen to be the leader. Not of the nation Islam. How did I know that? Because he said out of his mouth in his book that the only one that could lead the nation Islam was Wallace D. Muhammad himself, the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's what Malcolm said. So I can't understand how you people talking about you follow Malcolm and you still want to lift Malcolm up. You don't follow Malcolm. You don't follow Malcolm. If you follow Malcolm, you would have became a Muslim when he became a Muslim. You would have followed him right into the nation Islam. You were really following him because Malcolm came out of jail and he became a devout follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He believed so strong that he became the national spokesman by God's permission through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Honorable Elijah Muhammad chose Malcolm to be the spokesman. Malcolm wasn't the leader of that community. It was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But I know Malcolm still got many followers that is in the nation Islam and even in the community now, Muhammad D. Muhammad. A lot of you still following Malcolm. That's why we ain't making a lot of progress, because you want to try to quote Malcolm in a time that Malcolm quotes do not help us as much in this time that we're living in than it did at the time that he became the national spokesman. So, because the Quran, brother and sister, has to be read in a time context. Imam said a social, political, and a spiritual context. The scripture had to be read. The Quran had to be read in the time context. So it's time out now. because we know with a surety, that the white man ain't God, the black man ain't God, the yellow man ain't God, the red man ain't God, the brown man ain't God, the black man ain't God. We know this for a surety now. So we can't use that kind of language. We can't follow somebody just because of their popularity, and we choose them to be our leader. Your leader, as the imam said, your leader might not be my leader. My leader might not be your leader. But one thing we know, God then gave us the leader in the religion of Al-Islam. And Imam Muhammad, he identified that leader in his lifetime in the book that was revealed to that leader. What book was that? The book that was revealed to Muhammad the Prophet. Muhammad the Prophet is the leader in the book of Al-Islam. He's the prophet of Al-Islam. Just like Jesus Christ told those people in his day and time. And Jesus Christ was the one that God revealed the Injil to in Arab, the Injil or the New Testament, the gospel. That's the book that revealed to Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is supposed to be the leader of the people that follow that book. And they call themselves Christians. But what did Jesus Christ tell his followers? He told them, greater things than you will do. Now, Jesus told people that follow him, you're going to do greater things than me. How can you call Jesus Christ God? How can you do that when you heard the man say, greater things than you will do? We can't do nothing greater than God. Do y'all hear me? How can you do something greater than God, my Christian brothers and sisters? You can't do nothing greater than God. So why are you going to worship Jesus Christ as God? And what did Jesus, and what did God say? What did God say to Muhammad to tell us? And blaspheming indeed are those that say that Allah is Christ, the son of Mary. Say who then have the least power against Allah? If his will was to destroy, y'all listen to me. If his will was to destroy Christ, the son of Mary, his mother, God said, and all, everyone that is on the earth, the Lord of the heavens and the earth and all system of knowledge, the creator, he says, for to Allah belongeth, to him belongeth the dominion of the heavens and the earth and all that is between. He createth what he pleases, for Allah hath power over all things. Huh? Don't come and tell me that the white man is God or the black man is God or the red man or the yellow man or the white man is God. No, God is God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly praised and glorified is he. He's the one that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. And he is the one that created the one that you call your God and your Lord, Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ condemned that. He said, not worthy is the one that is sent over the one that sent him. He said, I pray not, God. He said, God, I pray not for the world. He said, I pray for those that thou give me out of the world. And what did Jesus Christ say? You will be persecuted for my name's sake. And look at the African-American people who have been more dedicated in following Jesus Christ than the black man and woman of America. In the whole world, there's been no people more dedicated, no more dedicated in following Christ's principle of love for everybody, huh, than our people. And that's what's wrong with us, too. We got the misunderstanding of what love is. We love in a foolish love. You know what I'm saying? We got a foolish heart. And we trying to wake you up and give you that religion that means alive, that Imam Alpha Muhammad promote every day. Religion means alive, brothers and sisters, not the religion of the shaitan, the devil. The religion that God has given all humanity, for all people. God, what make you think God, one God, we say God is one, and he going to give, every time he raised up a prophet, he'll give that prophet a different religion than he gave the other prophet. That ain't God. God ain't inconsistent like that. It ain't but two things in this world. There's the creator in his creation, and everything in his creation, and he's the God over everything. Everything belongs to him. And you can't come to that one that created the sun, the moon, the stars. You can't come to him as no partner. You can't come to him as no associate. You can't come to him as no son or daughter. Well, brother, how do we come to him? You come to him as his obedient servant, That's what Jesus Christ was. He was an obedient servant to God. That's what Abraham was. He was an obedient servant to God. That's what Moses was. He was an obedient servant to God. And that's what Muhammad of Arabia was. He was an obedient servant to God. And that's who our majestic Imam Bedi Muhammad is. He's an obedient servant to God. That's why we are seeing this religion out of the eyes of Imam Muhammad, because God has blessed him to have the correct perception of who God is. Because Imam Muhammad said, if you have the wrong perception of God, you have the wrong perception of everything else in your life. Allahu Akbar. Thank God that the light is on. And Imam Muhammad, more than any leader from the African-American tree, family tree out of Africa, it has been the leadership of Imam Muhammad, and it has been his obedience to God, and it has been his faithfulness to truth, freedom, justice, and equality, that was given to him from his father, Elijah Muhammad, and from his mother, the Honorable Sister Clara Muhammad. Raise them up. Raise them up to do what that man who came here and brought the religion called Islam to Detroit, Michigan in 1930, to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Sister Clara Muhammad, all of those people that became the Nation of Islam people. Huh? He was born from there. That say, hey, we ain't wishing the white man images no more. We don't believe that the white man is God. But we were put in a double cross. Now, that's another story. I don't know if I'm going to have time to talk about all of that. But what I want to do, I want to read something to from someone that many, many of you people who are not even Muslim, but if you listen to this program, you love this particular person. I ain't going to call his name until I finish reading what he said. He says, dear neighbor, God has given us the faculty to reason. Therefore, we are endowed with the ability to reason things out objectively and systematically, to reflect, to question, and to reflect. He says, first of all, before forming an opinion, one must be unbiased, just, and logical. Listen to what this one, many of y'all love this man too. He said, when using our faculty to reason, do you think it's fair to form an opinion about the quality of a particular song just by hearsay or from those who have not yet heard the song? Similarity, shouldn't we find out from a reliable source about the religion of Islam? He said, I'm calling on you. This brother said, I'm calling on you to come and listen to a scholar or someone knowledgeable on Islam in order that you will understand it well before forming an opinion. He said, isn't this the process used by scientists when making new discoveries? This would also be an intelligent approach to discover the truth about Islam. He said, Islam is the religion that I have embraced and give credit for all of my success. It is important that we be objective and not judge Islam by those who profess it but are not living their life according to the principles and teaching of Islam. He said, no one should pressure you into making the decision to accept any religion. Now, this is what this brother said. He's saying this. He said, no one should pressure you into making a decision to accept any religion. He said, Islam teaches that each of us should be given the freedom of choice. Now, we weren't given no freedom of choice as slaves. They imposed Christianity on us. This is my saying. Now, I'm going to get back to what he said. I'm going to read again what he said. He said, no one should pressure you into making a decision to accept any religion. Islam teaches that each of us should be given the freedom of choice. Y'all listen to what he's saying. He said, the religion that you profess, was it your choice? Y'all hear that? This honorable an intelligent gentleman that the whole world fell in love with. He said, the religion that you profess, was it your choice or was it chosen for you and your parents? He said, even when we are faced with the truth, there is no compulsion on us to embrace it. I hope these so-called scholars call themselves coming out of Iraq and Iran, Egypt, that love this man too. Y'all hear what he's saying. This is what he said years ago. He said, even when we are faced with the truth, there is no compulsion on us to embrace it, but it is certainly a shame upon our intellect, if we are not interested in finding out for ourselves what is the truth. Listen to how he closed it out. Listen to how he closed this out. He said, may your intellectual journey towards the truth about Islam be a pleasant one. I love you. Now I'm going to tell you his name, what his name is. Muhammad Ali. Y'all hear me? Muhammad Ali said these great words. Muhammad, and who do he follow? Do he follow Farrakhan or anybody else out of the Nation of Islam other than Imam Wafidi Muhammad? He follow Imam Wafidi Muhammad. That's who he followed, because I'm reading from a flyer. This is one side of the flyer. And the other side of the flyer is by Imam Wafidi Muhammad. And this is what Imam Muhammad says. He said, I have a religion from God. Religion mean alive, brothers and sisters. Religion mean alive. Religion mean alive. Now listen what Imam said about the religion he has from God. He said, I have a religion from God by Imam W.D. Muhammad. He said, man needs an authority superior to him to rule and discipline his life. He would never completely fulfill his human potential until he recognizes the Creator as the authority and find his true relationship with him. Only when man has the Creator as his authority in his total life can he reach his highest potential for growth and discipline. Imam Muhammad says, through the ages, man's misguided appetite directed his logic and led him to put his faith in things other than the Creator. Y'all hear that? He said, through the ages, man's misguided appetite directed his logic and led him to put his faith in things other than the Creator. Imam Muhammad says, sometimes man has been led to idolize and worship himself. He said, when we trace the evolution of worship throughout the world, we can clearly see the path that man's struggling intellect has taken in his search for the correct concept of God. Imam Muhammad said, we have here a very touching lesson. Man came to know the truth about God only through divine revelation. Y'all hear that? Imam said, we have a very touching lesson. Man came to know the truth about God only through divine revelation, which was brought by his messengers and prophets. They told us the rules and laws of God. They told us the rules and laws of God. He created a class of human messengers to be his intermediaries and carrying his message to the people. The Imam Muhammad said, the last of these messages and the one that is directed to humanity at large is the Quran, and the seal of the carriers of the divine message is Prophet Muhammad. Imam said, in our Quran, Prophet Muhammad is told to tell the people of the book, say, we believe in the revelation which has come down to us and in that which came down to you. Our God and your God is one. Y'all hear that? Say, we believe. God tell Muhammad the prophet in the Quran. In the Quran, Prophet Muhammad is told to tell the people of the book, say, we believe in the revelation which has come down to us, came down to you. Our God, y'all hear me, Jews and Christians, Muslims, saving all who say you believe in God, say, we believe in the revelation which has come down to us and in that which came down to you. Our God and your God is one. And it is him we bow in Islam. Huh? Prophet named El-Islam. God, the creator of everything, decreed El-Islam as a religion for humanity. He tells us in the Quran, this day, y'all listen, please listen, Farrakhan and all of y'all that wants to go with him or anybody else that you choose to be your leader, but you can't say you follow Muhammad the prophet. You can't say you follow the religion of El-Islam if you don't not follow in this religion they're called El-Islam, because this is what God says to Muhammad the prophet. This day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you El-Islam as your religion. Speaking to Prophet Muhammad through the angel Jibril, God says, we have revealed unto you the remembrance, the Quran, that you may explain to the people which has been revealed for them, and they happily, that happily they may reflect. Imam said, El-Islam allows me to believe in it, and still be devoted to science as a scientist, to philosophy as a philosopher. Al-Islam allows me to join the armed forces and be a soldier and fight against injustice and oppression. I believe that a man's action must be guided by his conscience and judged by his intention. Al-Islam does not destroy healthy, sound relationships in society. Y'all hear that? You hypocrites that want to make like Al-Islam is a terrorist religion. Many of you know Al-Islam ain't no terrorist religion. You're nothing but a hypocrite. You lie on God and you lie on the prophet and you think you're going to get away with it. That's my saying. Now I'm going back to what Imam Muhammad said. Imam Muhammad said, Al-Islam, it does not uproot and throw out of me that which has contributed to my strength, health, and development. He said, it has united my essence with its environmental needs, social community life, government, business, industry, the air, earth, wind, fire, water, and sunlight. Imam Muhammad said, it is from the universe that my nature and matter came. If Al-Islam tells me that God has used the signs of his creation to speak to my brain, to bring messages into my nervous system, and to give birth to a mind within my body, a mind that is within my body. Imam has the body of an African-American descendant of slaves. He's one of their children, and that's my body, and that's the body of all of us that was born from the descendants of slaves here in the United States of America. That's our body. That's me talking. I'm going back to the Imam. Imam Muhammad says, I have a religion from God. Y'all hear that? He said, I have a religion from God, which reveals how my mind was created and how it connects me with the rest of his creation so that I will not be in conflict with the things he has provided to serve my being and development. Imam says, in the Quran, God tells Muhammad the prophet, that which we have revealed to you of the book is the truth, confirming what is revealed before it. It says that the fundamental principle it calls upon us to observe of those same teachings which Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the tribes, and that which was given to Moses, Jesus, in every other true prophet or messenger of God. God says, verily, this is no less than a message to all the world. Y'all hear that? Verily, this is no less than a message to all the worlds, with prophet to whoever among you wills to go straight. I'm going to finish this up. Imam Muhammad said, Ellis Mom invites me to join with my ancestors. Y'all, please listen. Please listen, you who descended from the slaves, people that was brought from Africa. We belong to the family tree of Adam. We are the tree that came out of Africa. We belong from that tree, brought us from that tree, the family tree of the African continent. Imam Muhammad said, Al-Islam invites me to join with my ancestors and their descendants, who are dispersed all over the earth. Y'all hear that? Al-Islam invites me, Imam Muhammad says, to join with my ancestors and their descendants, who are dispersed all over the earth. Since the dawn of creation, they have spread into Asia, the islands of the Pacific, North and South America, Europe, Africa, and every other corner of the earth. Imam says, Al-Islam tells me that we are not only the children of one father and one mother, and that we must also accept every human being as our brother or sister, regardless of his or her color or national origin. But it tells me that all of us are the children of Adam. Y'all hear this here magnificent soul. I'm reading from you the words of the Honorable Imam Wafidi Muhammad. Imam Muhammad says, God says in the Quran, O people, we created you from a single pair of a male and a female and made you into nations and tribes that you may know each other. Once we know each other, Imam says, Once we know each other, we should come together, brothers and sisters, in the spirit of unity and fight the real enemies, which are ignorance, injustice, oppression, greed, fear, hunger, drugs, poverty, disease, and want. Our honor and noble leader, the son of Elijah and Clara Muhammad, born for the mission. This is what he says. He said, let us all join in this noble cause for the sake of humanity. Allahu Akbar. Tell me, is this not the leader? Brother Imam Martin, I know you hear me. And you told me many times when you called me in the morning. You said, Brother Mubashir Akbar, we want to be on the right side of history. You who is not with Imam W.D. Muhammad in the religion of Al-Islam, you ain't on the right side of this of history if you came from the nation of Islam, from the leadership of his honor, noble mother and father that established a great body of human beings on this earth, some of the greatest human beings that this earth has ever produced were the people that call themselves FOIs and MGT under the leadership of that little bitty black man and that little bitty black woman called Elijah Muhammad and Clara Muhammad, a husband and wife. I belong to that community. They produced the mind that existed in me by God's permission. I have their spirit. I have their soul. I'm bone of their bone and flesh of their flesh and spirit of their spirit. And so is Imam Afan Muhammad. He's trying to give you and call you back to this religion that will give life to you again, because that's what turned him on to be called Alpha Muhammad when he came and come, when he became a FOI. Under the honor of Elijah Muhammad. And he heard a word from his Lord and got back on track, because we were given the wrong religion. But the honor of Elijah Muhammad long time came into the right religion. Because when the honor of Elijah Muhammad, they brought a tape to him. And the Imam Muhammad been teaching like this I don't know how long. And when they tried to get him put out the nation again, because they got him put out one time before, and they brought a tape to his father and mother for them to hear, hoping the hypocrites, I'm talking about them hypocritical ministers, many of them, you know who they were, and they tried to get the Imam put out again. And when that tape was played, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was real sick at that time, brothers and sisters. He stood up with a loud voice, and he said, my son got it. And he looked down at the other end of the table where his wife was sitting, and they met eye to eye, and he said, honey, baby, ain't this what we've been waiting on? That's the one I'm trying to get y'all to see. That's our leader. Fern Khan was at that table when that was said. He was there when that tape was played. He know this here. Captain Red down in Atlanta, Georgia. Rockman, he knew this. He was there. Many of them was there. Many of them was there. But look how they done turned their back. God said, which of the favors of your Lord would you deny? And you going to deny the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? And you say you follow him, and it was his father, it was his son that he said, that the one that you say was God, Farad Muhammad, told him and his wife, said, y'all going to have a son, name him after me. And Imam happened to be that son. And he told the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Sister Clara Muhammad, now when he's born, Elijah and Clara, y'all promised me that you will let him be the one to help us in our work. And that came true in your lifetime, Minister Farrakhan. That came true in your lifetime, Captain Red. Rock mine down in Atlanta, Georgia, and all of y'all that wants to continue to try to make like the nation of Islam is where we should be. No, we should be where God wants us to be. And where does God want us to be? On top. On top. And where was the sign that God put on us, put us on top? Because our ancestor in the religion, one of the great companions of Muhammad the Prophet at that time, a close companion of Muhammad the Prophet, was told to go up on top of the Kaaba and call the Adan, the religion that called all human beings to the worship of the one true God. It was a black African man by the name of Bilal. That's a sign that God took us from the bottom and put us on top of the house. Ain't no human being in the history of Islam was ever told to go up on top of the Kaaba and call the people to the worship of God. That's our job right now. We are the Bilalians. We are that one that was produced from that spirit, that soul, and that mind. Foreigner can come here. Ain't no foreigner can come here and be the head of this community. God ain't going to allow it. And that's what Imam Muhammad told them. The only one going to be the head of this community is one born from the nappy-headed African-American descendant of slaves, the one that they call a Negro, a black man.
a colored man, a monkey, or ape. They call us all kind of names. But look what God have done for us. And Imam Muhammad told him, I don't mind you calling me all these names. And I say the same thing to you. I don't mind you calling Mubashir all of these names. I'm going to tell you what Imam Muhammad told them. He said, I don't mind you just calling me all of these names and trying to shame me. He said, because you said I ain't nothing in the world. You told a human being that the black man wasn't nothing, the black man, woman wasn't nothing. But Imam said, I don't mind being nothing because I got a God, brothers and sisters. And we have a God that take nothing and make something out of it. And God have taken something. He have took something, they say, what, nothing. He have made us a great people on this earth, a great people. We stood up in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. FFOIs and MDT, some of the greatest people that this earth has ever produced. God took those people that the world say was nothing, and we walked around with our FOI uniform on. Sister, you walked around in your white garb like angels, looking like bankers, lawyers, school teachers, educators. Huh? And that was the people that they told the world was nothing. But God took those people. God took the group of people. Why? Because we turned to the God that created the sun, the moon, and the stars. Because we heard a word from God. And Imam Muhammad was born to lead us back to the right perception of God. And when he became the leader, huh, what did he do? He turned us towards the religion of our fathers and our mothers. Ain't that what the scripture say Elijah was going to do too? Say Elijah must first come. And when he come, he would turn the hearts of the children to the fathers and the mothers and turn the hearts of the father and mother back to the to themselves, and cause the Bible said, unless he comes, the earth will be smacked with a curse. Elijah came. Elijah came. And what did he do for us as a people coming out of Christianity that was taught that God was a white man with blonde hair and blue eyes, and that we have to make that God our personal Savior? He called him Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. And whosoever believe in him will have everlasting life and never perish, and they were killing us all the time. Huh? Who was the one? Who was the one that came and took us out of their conditions? And listen here, black man. You got to stand up for your own self. You got to do for self. We don't need nothing what the white man to do, but get out of our way. Who said that to us? Who put that spirit in us? It was that little black man from Two Steps, Georgia. That's what the city he was from, Two Steps, Georgia. Ma'am said, my daddy took two big steps. Ma'am. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, brothers and sisters, was the one to put the whole American population, as well as us, in voodoo. He put them in check. He put them in check. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad put America in voodoo, make them clean themselves up. Many of them accepted the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You just don't know it. There were white people in the Nation of Islam. One of them was a secretary, a devout follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Sister Dorothy Fadar. She was one of the personal secretaries of the Honorable. She was a white woman. So Malcolm didn't really tell the truth now when he went over there talking about he didn't know white folks was a Muslim until he went over to the Hajj. That wasn't necessarily the truth. He was a little confused on that one. But look at the situation today. Look at the situation today. Imam Wafid E. Muhammad, the Mujahideen. How do we know this? Because Muhammad the Prophet said himself, he said, my community is going to go back into, after I die, my community, I'm afraid, it's going to go back into darkness. He said, if the Jews and the Christians go down in a hole, my community is going to go right behind them. That happened after the death of Muhammad the Prophet. Look how long they had to corrupt the religion that Muhammad the Prophet brought. That Satan, that devil been working on the religious-minded people to bring them out of the clothes. And God says to us in our holy book, don't let that devil do to you what they did to your mother and father. Don't let him trick y'all out of y'all clothes. But most of the people that accept the religion of Islam, you disobeyed that. You was tricked. Now, some of us were tricked. And some was intentionally joined the camp of the devil. Because they believed that the devil could offer them more power while they were living. And they all they have to do before they die is just do what the Christians say about Jesus Christ. Oh, I accept Jesus, and you're going to be saved. No, you're going to be rewarded for your good deeds, as God said, and you're going to be punished for your good deeds. Now, here's how the Imam has helped us
many, many, many ways. Imam Muhammad says, I want to bring something to your mind. Listen to what he said to the Muslim world, to the Christian world, and to the religious world. Imam Muhammad says, especially to the Muslim world, the people that say they follow the Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon the Prophet. Imam Muhammad said, I want to bring something to your mind. He said, I take the position that the whole world is under one power, one conspirator force. Every part of the whole world, y'all please listen, Imam Muhammad said, every part of the whole world, except the Quran, even, he said, one conspiracy force, every part of the whole world, except the Quran. He said, even the Hadiths have been touched by their conspirators. I mean, conspiracy. He's talking about the conspirators. He said, every part of the whole world, except the Quran, even, he said, even the Hadiths have been touched by their conspiracy. Even the commentary of the Quran has been touched by their conspiracy. Imam Muhammad said the only thing that has not been touched by this conspiracy is the word that God revealed to Muhammad the Prophet. Imam said the comments on it by the scholars, everything has been touched by the very words themselves. This is how come. If you don't see this religion out of the eyes of Imam Muhammad, Muhammad, you Muslim, that you say you follow the underlying Muhammad, and he told us clearly that his son would be the leader. He said, me and my son, it's like David and Solomon. He said, I'm like David, my son is like Solomon. He said, David gathered the material, and Solomon, his son, built the temple. Many of you who wore that FOI uniform, that MGT uniform, you have seen this happen in your lifetime. So you don't have no justification to go and listen to Farrakhan Khan tell you about Farad Muhammad being God or any other man being God. You're being judged today. And we are supposed to do what? Muhammad the Prophet said, help your brothers and your sisters when they are in the wrong. When they are in the wrong. And they asked the Prophet, the dear Holy Prophet, how can we help a brother and sister when they are in the wrong? He said, stop them from being wrong. Stop them from being wrong. Your brothers and sisters from being wrong. And anytime you want to go here, any man, I don't care whether it's a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, a yellow man, tell you that God is a human being, then you are in the wrong. And ask your brother, I'm your brother, Mubashir, I follow you, man, Muhammad, all the way. I'm going to tell you, brother, sister, you are wrong. God is not a man. God created the man. God is not a white man, a black man, a brown man, a red man, or yellow man. God created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. God wasn't born in Africa. God is the one that created the people to call themselves Africans. God wasn't born in Asia. God is the one that created the people to call themselves Asiatic people. God was not born in Europe. God is the one that created the people to call themselves Europeans. And God wasn't born in Bethlehem, Israel, Bethlehem. God is the one that created the people to call themselves Israelis and Jews. God wasn't born in Mecca, brothers and sisters. God was not born in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. God is the one that created the people to call themselves Saudis and Meccans. God wasn't born in South America. God was the one that created the people that identified with that part of the of America that speaks Spanish, or they call themselves Latinos and Spanish people. God wasn't born from them. God was not born from the people born in Central America. God was not born from people that born from the island. God wasn't born on the West Indian island. God is the one that created the people that call themselves West Indian. And now I'm going to make this plain and clear. God was not born in the United States of America from white people. God is the one that created the people that call themselves Americans. Whether you're a white American, a black American, a brown American, a red American, a yellow American, God wasn't born from in America. God created the people that call themselves Americans.
One God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator, whose proper name, my beloved brothers and sisters, in our holy book is called Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly praised and glorified is he. Dear beloved people, please let us come to common terms, as our holy book says. Say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. Y'all hear that? If then they turn back, say, you bear witness that we at least are Muslims bound to God's will. Imam Muhammad says, civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship. He goes to our holy book, the Quran, what God says to all humanity. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no gods. We are only man's mortal from the mortals. He, Allah, created one that we worship. That's the one that we bow down to. That's the one that our mothers and our fathers used to sing a song when I was coming up in the Christian church down in North Carolina, Durham, North Carolina, a little town called Walltown. I heard them senior citizens, Christian brothers and sisters used to sing this church, the pioneers, the faithful, huh? The ones that fought the good fight. They say, there's no secret what God will do or what God can do. He said, there ain't no secret. What he have done for others, they were talking to us. He said, he'll do for you. That's what God has done for us as a people. God is the one that brought us out of slavery. God did it. The one that created us is the one. That's what he told our father Abraham to tell the oppressor that was oppressing him and his people. When Abraham left that oppressive area, the oppressor said, how are you going to take care of yourself? Who's going to take care of you? I've been taking care of you all the time. You know what he told us? I think it was either Abraham or Moses. He said, the one that created me will guide me. The one that created me will guide me. And that's the faith that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had. That's the faith the Sister Clara Muhammad had. That's the faith that Frederick Douglass had. That's the faith that Dr. King had. That's the faith that Nat Turner. That's the faith that Harriet Tubman. That's the faith that Rosa Parks had. That's the faith that Sojourner Truth had. That's the faith that Dr. King's wife had. And brothers and sisters, many of you who came through the process of the Nation Islam into the light of the Quran, you have that faith too. So let us unite. Let us unite so the whole world can see that it is the community and the association of Muslims that follow the leadership of Imam Wahidin Muhammad, the Mujaddid, that we are that people that God said he would raise up a people that would love him and he would love them. I believe with all my heart and soul that that is the community of black men and women that came out of the Nation of Islam as well as the Christian black men and women that stood up in the faith too, because many Christians gave their lives to see their children free from what slavery have done for them, even though many of them had done for it to them. But there was many of them that did not come openly and get their ex. When the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was sending his ministers out into sending the FOI and MUT out into the black community to invite the people to the temple of Islam to hear the life-giving teaching of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and put their name down in the book of life that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad offered to them. He said, come and put your name down in the book of life. And I did that 44 years ago. And I thank Almighty God that I did. And Imam Alpha Muhammad did that many, many years ago. And that is the reason why God lets him to see and understand to give you that religion that calls him and the religion that calls me to go forward and put our name down in the Lamb's book of life. That little black man that invited us called Elijah Muhammad and his honorable noble wife, we born from that community. That's the community that we born from. And many of you that hear my voice, that was a captain and minister and secretaries and lieutenants that was in the Nation of Islam, we cannot stop now. We cannot stop now. You that wants to turn around and go back, you're welcome to do that because there's no compulsion in this religion, but you're going to be punished. You're going to be punished. Why? Because Imam Muhammad says, he said this to us. He said, you put down my book for someone else's book. You put down my language for somebody else's language. Imam Muhammad says, you're under a curse. You're under a curse because God gave us what our ancestors prayed for, that one would be born from among their people, like one was born from among the Jews they called Moses, to lead them out of Egypt, and to the promised land. And we have been put in slavery in this new Egypt called the United States of America and has been born from among ourselves that God blessed to be born, that led us out of Egypt, and to the promised land. We're in the new world of El-Islam. And who led us to the new world of El-Islam? It was one from among ourselves, born for the mission, the son of Elijah and Clara Muhammad, Imam Wafidi Muhammad, the Mujaddid. So, dear beloved people, I want to thank Imam Alfred for giving me an opportunity to speak. And we'd like to invite all of you out tomorrow from 9 to 1 o'clock. We have another strong soldier. He have a program going on 20 years called Men and Boys, Father and Son, Men and Boys Association. And every year he have a breakfast before the big event. This is a breakfast leading up to the big event of Fathers and Men and Boys, where we have a big picnic at Week Wake Park every year. And Brother Abdiel Shaka, he had, God bless him, to come up with this idea of Men and Boys Association. And he had been holding the fort for 20 years. He's going on 20 years now. And he have continued to work hard to try to unite our fathers with their sons and our sons with their father. And Brother Abdiel, I take my hat off to you, but I know you. I've been to the father and son breakfast, and I also been to the big event that is coming up. I think next in August is big picnic in Weekerk Park in Newark, where he feeds thousands of people, and we are the people that the world say could not come together in unity. But if you come to that father and son, even you, if you can come to that breakfast tomorrow, is at a Walter Dean Culture Center, I think it is, in Irvington, New Jersey. I don't have the address, but many of you who hear me, you know where it's at. And it's tomorrow from 9 to 1. You need to come and participate and bring your sons and your daughters, too. You can bring your daughters, too. And let them see what God has done for us as people that want to follow the way of God, that wants to follow the guidance of God, that want to come into the religion that means alive to us. This is the religion of our mothers and fathers before they were brought to the shores of America, and that religion was taken away from them. It was the religion of El-Islam that was taken from us, because El-Islam is the only religion that called a human being to worship and have respect for God in their mind, in their intellect, You have to see God and respect God in your intellect also, as well as in your heart. You have to see and respect God in your intellect. You have to use a good 5 common sense that God gave you. And it's not good sense for us to continue to invite our mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers going out to the Christian church. I'm not putting down the Christian people. I'm putting down this idea that they gave you as Christianity. Jesus Christ didn't ever give nobody no idea to worship him as God. He never did that. None of the prophets did that. And it's a shame in 2014 for our mothers to keep taking their sons and daughters, and our grandmothers and grandfathers to keep taking their sons and daughters to the church and asking them to make Jesus Christ their personal Savior and their Lord, and wishing him as God. And you're going against what Jesus asked you to do, not to do. Jesus didn't tell you to worship him as God, because Jesus gave the Christian movement, the Christian world, you who say you follow him, he gave a prayer. He gave a prayer to the whole world. And he didn't identify himself as God in his prayer. He said, "Our Father." He didn't say just his Father. He didn't say he was God. He said, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." He didn't say hallowed be his name. Y'all know the Christian prayer. You can't keep continuing to keep going against God away and think you're going to be successful. You ain't going to be successful. Oh, yes, I am. I got a new home. I got a big car. That's what you call success. But what do God call success? You ain't successful, brother and sister, unless you are successful in what God say is successful to you. Call yourself successful in anything. If God don't accept it as being successful, I don't care where you at in life and how much money, how much fame you got, if God says that's not what he accepts as successful, then you are not successful. And you will not enter the kingdom that God has for the people that he say is successful, because they worship the one true God and they held on to him in their heart, their soul, their spirit, and especially in their mind. And this is why Imam Alpha Muhammad offered you, whether you be a Christian or Jew, an evil Muslim, that come to this religion that will give you life. Brothers and sisters, you have been listening to Move Out Your Archive. I have stood in for the host and Imam Alpha Muhammad. This is his show, and his show is named Religion. Listen to me. Religion means a lie. Religion means a lie. And it is this religion that has been taught to the American public by Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad, that religion that was taught by the last of the prophets, the seal of the prophet, the book that revealed to him that this religion come from, is called the Holy Quran. And Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad, he have been the most successful, most masterful teacher of the Quran since the time of Muhammad the prophet. And we invite you to come every day, especially tomorrow. I think Alpha Muhammad, he will be back at 3 o'clock tomorrow evening alive. So I thank you, and I pray that Almighty God have blessed all of you that have heard me to have benefited from things that I've said. If I said something and that was wrong, that came from me. But the good thing that God blessed me to say, y'all please listen. And if you can find it in your heart to reflect and think about these good things, I would really appreciate it. It would be a great Father's Day present to me. May God, peace, and blessing be upon each and every one of you. And I ask you to join Imam Alpha tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I think he may have a special guest, but he will be on. I know he will be on tomorrow with religion. Religion, brother and sister. Mean a lie. And thank Almighty God, and I pray to Almighty God, O Allah, bless Imam Muhammad and the community of Imam Muhammad, as thou did bless Abraham and Muhammad and the community of Abraham and Muhammad. O Allah, make Imam Muhammad successful and the community of Imam Muhammad successful, as thou did make Abraham and Muhammad and the community of Abraham and Muhammad successful. For surely thy praise is magnified within our midst. Amen. Assalamu alaikum. May God, peace, and blessing be upon each and every one of you. Assalamu alaikum.